You know, I want to start off by talking about faith and something that is rarely talked about on radio. But let's start off by talking about where you've gone in the last couple years, so close to winning the governorship of Oklahoma. And then weave back to some of those lessons that you learned in terms of competitiveness, in terms of faith, in terms of dealing with pressure on the field itself. What's happened with you, and how? Tell us what happened with the Oklahoma governor's race, knowing that, as I did, most people believe that you were going to win.
Well, yeah, and I thought so too, but I lost by 6,500 votes, which is less than a fraction of 1%. But nonetheless, it was I still lost. You don't get to challenge that. At least I didn't challenge it, and I
like
moved
in
on.
Virginia.
What's that?
Not like in the Virginia Senate race.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's a little different, but it was serving in the political realm was never one of my goals, but I can tell you it was one of the best experiences I've ever had in my life. It gave me a deeper love of my country and the founding documents that we have that our system depends upon, and it was truly a great pleasure and honor to serve in Congress. I ran for governor. I didn't win, but I would tell you even still that we have one of the greatest forms of government in this country, and I have an abiding love and respect for those founding documents and founding fathers.
And you're not even running for Congress now.
Nothing but good things to say. No, and I'm
not even running for Congress, right?
No, I'm not running for anything. Just my life, but. No, it was really a tremendous experience at the end of the day, and I hope that I served my country and my state and my district well, but I know that I gained a lot from that valuable experience.
Talking with Steve Largent, President and CEO of a national organization we'll talk about in a few minutes, and the competitiveness there where he has to represent all of the different interests in the phone industry, which thank God is one of the few industries where I think there is some true competition. But you're a Hall of Famer since 1995, 7 Pro Bowls, 6 career records as well. Wanted your comment on Tony Dungy and his belief that faith is so important to him, not only in what happened last year, but in the consistency and even the leadership he presents to his players.
Well, Tony Dungy
has, if you're a place kicker, if you're a head coach, if you're the quarterback, whatever position, you've got to create that sense of sanctuary. And if you can do it inside your head when thousands of people are screaming obscenities of you, then you've really got something.
Well, you do, and that's the true test. When it's critical, when it is a pressurized situation, how you can handle it. For me, the fact that I am a Christian and I rely on that to really help keep me focused and calm, I think that's important. But I think it's also a practice. You can practice it. You can improve, and you can, as the doctor was saying, you can make conscious decisions of how you're going to handle things.
Tony Dungy, and by the way, don't touch your dial. This is, yes, Sirius Satellite, where normally people expect to hear something coming out of Howard Stern, but we're talking about leadership and how you fuse values that are in a book with how you live your life as well. Tell me what that meant to you, listening to Tony Dungy.
Well, Tony actually came into the league the same year I did. He was drafted in 1976
really?
As a quarterback out of the University of Minnesota. Was on the Steelers that first couple years, and mm-hmm. So I've followed Tony's career for a long time, and we've become very good friends. And I just have nothing but the highest respect for him as a coach, as a player, as a coach, and as a person. And I think that the results that he had this year are nothing compared to the example that he set for me and for many others last year when he lost his son to suicide, and the way he coped with that. Tony was actually at the Super Bowl last year where the Seahawks played against the Pittsburgh Steelers, and he spoke at the prayer breakfast the Saturday morning before the Sunday game. And I'll just never forget how big a deal that was. He had just lost his son maybe 6 weeks before that particular breakfast, and there he was at the Super Bowl, probably the last place that I would have wanted to be at that time. And he was speaking of his faith and how important that was to him, even in the face of the loss of his son. And I just thought it was a tremendous testimony that Tony gave. Not this year when he won the Super Bowl, but last year when he didn't even play in the game. And so he...
I think that's why they won this year.
You know, I think it is, too. I think, I don't know why you win a game or get into position to win, but I just have tremendous respect for Tony Dungy and the way he represents not just his faith but his football team and as a head coach in the NFL. It's not an easy job to have, and he just does a tremendous job.